Oi, oi, it's your boy, Jessica Androgynous, Jack Slack. It's the Jack Slack podcast. Actually, no, it's the Boycast. And we're coming at you on Thursday the 3rd. And we're talking about some fights this weekend. Actually, first, we're talking about the UFC choke stats, which just came out. Who was it? Eric something or other. Talk to him on sometimes on Twitter. Oh, but he doesn't follow me, so fuck him. No, it was Eric McGracken. Put up the every choke in UFC history on a board, and yeah, it's pretty interesting. Obviously, rear naked choke leads by a huge percentage, because the rear naked choke, and I think I wrote about this a while ago. Oh, it was the same night that Nate Diaz beat Conor McGregor and Miesha Tate beat Holly Holm, and it was just like those two results read the same on a record, but they tell you completely different things, because the whole thing at the time was like, oh, Conor McGregor, white belt level BJJ. It's like, no, he got rocked on the feet. Whereas Holly Holm, Miesha Tate really did have to drag her to the ground and get on her back. The rear naked choke is often sort of the set conclusion to most fights. If you drop someone, you climb on top of them, start hitting them, they'll turn their back, you take the rear naked choke, they tap, it's all, you know, it's all gravy. So 550 UFC rear naked chokes, which puts them at 49.50% of the total. So just under half of all choke submissions are rear naked chokes. And the stat's quite interesting because it's 299 right-handed, 251 left-handed. So almost even. People working ambidextrously with the rear naked choke. And loss of consciousness, only 43. I was really surprised. There's only been 129 losses of consciousness by choke in the UFC. Yet we can all recall dozens of them. But to put that into perspective, the second highest rate of chokes was the arm-out guillotine, and then the third was the arm-in guillotine, for obvious reasons. And then it's arm triangle, because that's just one that people get smashed into. And then after that, it's triangle with 85, and think of how few triangles happen. And so I think all of those were probably front-loaded in the earlier years of the UFC, because you barely ever see a triangle now. Followed by the DAS, which used to be rare, but is now fairly common. Anaconda. Ninja choke, surprisingly high there, and then Bulldog Von Flu, we're getting into bullshit ones. Forearm choke, 6 submissions by forearm choke, which is getting top side control and putting your forearm across the guy's throat. If you tapped that and you didn't go unconscious, one person went unconscious from forearm choke. 5 people did not. I hope they were immediately cut. You should not be fighting if you're tapping out to forearm chokes. Because if you didn't go to sleep, it wasn't choking you. And, you know, it's so embarrassing to tap to a forearm choke anyway that you have to be looking for a way out. Maybe me being a meathead there, but it's because the ones I can recall... Actually, no, Machida's wasn't in the UFC. That was in, like, Jungle Fight. He forearm choked someone. That was when he had 2 finishes in something like 15 fights. He forearm choked some bum. And Romanov did it to someone too. Just put his belly on their chest and then put his forearm on their neck. They're like, no, I can't get out of this. But I am still entirely conscious. Any weird ones in here? North-South, 5 of those. And I suspect a couple of those are Haniaia, because he was a bit of a specialist with it, but a lot of those were probably in WEC. Jeff Monson, maybe? He was a North-South choke specialist. North-South choke's got a really interesting history, because it's one of those moves. There are a few of these where they've become big in pure grappling. And people think of them as like a high-level pure grappling technique. But then you ask the guy who got famous for it in pure grappling why they did it, and they'll say that they learned it from some MMA meathead. So the North-South choke is a great example. Marcelo Garcia got the idea to do it from watching Tito Ortiz do it to Rumina Sato in ADCC. Rumina Sato was a like featherweight MMA fighter from Shooto, and Tito Ortiz was a light heavyweight MMA fighter. So really, it was just he grabbed a hold of this guy's head and squeezed it. But Marcelo Garcia turned it into an art and caught a lot of very good fighters with it. Grapplers, rather. Same with trapping the hand from the back. That was a BJ Penn invention that he demonstrated in MMA, and then people started doing it in jiu-jitsu. 4 Ezekiel chokes. I think all of those are Olenek. 2 taps to shoulder pressure, which is different to Von Flu, because there's been 8 Von Flus. Tapping to shoulder pressure, man, what are you doing? 2 lapel chokes, something that will never be done again. 1 front headlock, which I presume is Matt Hughes versus Ricardo Almeida, where he sticks his head really...